2 Corinthians chapter 3. Do we begin again to recommend ourselves? Or like some others, do we need letters of commendation to you or letters of commendation from you? You are our letter, written in our hearts, known and read by all men. Since you are clearly declared to be the letter of Christ ministered by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tablets of the heart. And we have such trust through Christ toward God, not that we are sufficient by ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. But if the ministration of death, written and engraven in stones, was glorious, so that the children of Israel could not steadily look at the face of Moses for the glory of his face, which glory was to be done away with, how shall not the ministration of the Spirit be more glorious? For if the ministration of condemnation is glory, much more does the ministration of righteousness exceed in glory. For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect, because of the glory that excels. For if that which was done away with was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not like Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the children of Israel couldn't steadily look to the end of that which is abolished, but their minds were blinded. For until this day the same veil remains untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away with in Christ. But even until this day, when Moses is read, the veil is on their hearts. But when they turn to the Lord, the veil will be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, seeing the glory of the Lord like in a mirror, are changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord.